Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Yes, I know. That's a good one, right?
I didn't hear the pleasure out part.
Yeah, well, there's a longer version at the end that might have a bit more pleasure offiness in the end.
That isn't going to sound like, well, it's just James Bond.
Does it sound like James Bond to you?
I got James Bond from that.
I guess
I got serious Aladdin vibes. Not
I got Aladdin vibes, of course, but like.
But there was a James Bond riff in there.
Mm. But thank you, Dan. Am I saying Dan?
Holloman.
Dan.
Just like when we had Heart Films.
Heart Films, yeah. Which there's means extra tired. A makes no, wait, changes. What does Heart
sorry,
mean?
Sorry, Holloman.
Heart is hate in Danish.
Is
that
last name
hate.
Holloman?
Holloman.
Yes, Holloman. Holloman.
Oh, Holloman. Dan Holloman. Holloman. Remember having that as a surname?
I'm a whole man.
Hey, welcome to the Holly podcast, everybody.
Yeah,
welcome. Episode 122 with your hosts, Chris Trott.
Ross Hornby.
And me, Alan Holloman.
Oh,
and
he's a whole man.
I've
thank
adopted
you
the name.
To your brother, Dan Holloman.
That's no
for
problem.
For the fingle there.
Yeah.
Longer one at the end.
I'm really good at that.
Cheers for fingling us.
Thanks for fingling
happy
us.
Happy New Year.
If you'd like to fingle us in the new year, Happy New Year. Send your 2023 fingle to our email hatchat@hat-films.com. We need them, please. I've run out. Please make
come
a ditty.
On.
Make
he's
a ditty.
Run out.
Yeah.
And if you've sent yours in and we haven't used it, it's because it's total garbage. Or no, we may just have missed
it. We may have missed. To be fair, I think the last one was one from like.
Yeah, I'm trawling back through. And
it's finding them.
There was
some
a period
there
when we had so many that I couldn't use them all. Yeah. So I'm using those now.
But send us into 2023 with new music.
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise we sound you'll the hear ones is the sound of a barrel scraping.
Yeah, piercing noises.
Or like a nails on a chalkboard style thing. We'll just have that scratching for
just very loud noises,
10 seconds.
Just a really loud bang at the start.
Ah, welcome to the Hatch Chat podcast. That was, in fact, Smith banging on a wall really hard.
So we had a New Year's party in our warehouse.
Oh, we did. Yes.
Yeah,
we invited a lot of people to our warehouse to have
none
a shindig.
None of them turned up.
None of them turned up, so it was just us three. So
we
just,
and then we all met each other at the STO clinic the day after.
So. Yes,
yeah. I went, oh, you're here for the plunging I've been raving
right,
about.
Wow.
Positive for me.
Oh, no.
It was a positive experience.
Yeah, it was. What is it?
Positive party.
What'd you get? What'd you catch?
It wasn't a positive party trial. We were very clear about this. Oh. Imagine confusing that.
It was not a catching party.
Is it not?
No, Christopher, I didn't turn up in my trademark butterfly net, like,
oh,
you know, like the
God
character from Pokemon, the bug catcher Pokemon guy.
When you go into the safari.
That's
the
when
bug catching Pokemon. There was a documentary about that. It was quite.
What, about Pokemon?
Dark. No, about positive parties.
Oh, God.
Again, I didn't want to go into it. It's quite
what's
dark.
What's wrong with positive parties if they're, like, under control? Are they not under control?
Well, it's just that there are some people who don't. Aren't positive and they go there to assault. Oh, I don't want to go into
that. That sounds horrific.
I don't want to go into it.
Anyway, it must have been ages
that
ago.
That wasn't
now
what this party was.
This
party was not that. We were just enjoying ourselves in the warehouse. We tossed a few darts
a
around.
Up.
We threw some
we
arrows.
Threw shapes.
Ross was a DJ.
Pub quiz master. The DJ was very much up to a mixed playlist
just
that everyone contributed to.
Yeah.
I couldn't be bothered to do the music.
Yeah.
Because who knows what anyone likes
there
anymore.
There was two My Chemical Romance songs in a row, so I had to skip it. That's the only time I had to intervene.
Oh, shit. Was that Craig?
Probably.
Probably Craig.
And
My Chemical Romance.
Superstar DJ.
But yeah, we did a pub quiz. That was good.
Yeah.
And none of it was filmed, so You don't get to see that.
Well, there is the drone footage.
Oh, yeah. How did that work? That look. That drone was cool.
Obviously, it's tiny. Silent little boy. It's just, that's the thing. It's like, at the time, you're like, this looks really cool because you've got like the music in the background as well. But like, drone footage without sound is obviously, you need to put something to it. But yeah, it looks cool. Works low light.
Classical music.
Yeah.
With it.
The classical tune. We were just playing
darts.
They
you were literally flying a drone around us while we were playing darts.
Yeah,
that's fine. The Sugar Plum Fairy, I reckon.
Yeah.
For that.
I want that Matrix song they used.
Oh, right.
Is that the one where they enter the, where they come off the lift and then they're in that room filled with pillars that are clearly made of like polystyrene?
Yeah, Christ, everyone's doing cartwheels.
Great scene. I mean, great effects. So cool. The time.
But now you look back at the Agent Smith duplications and you're like, God, this looks bad.
I don't know. It's got like a nostalgic vibe to it.
Yeah. I saw a clip from Harry Potter practical. Yesterday of them. I think they were coming from the sky like, and they were just running really fast and it looked so stupid. So like, I think, you know, when we look back at... That's a Harry Potter reference for you. Let's bring this into 2023. Boom.
There it is. First one back.
But there you go. There's silly effects in lots of films.
The first few Harry Potters are awful.
Few? What, three, four?
All of them.
How many are there? Seven?
Seven. Last two are pretty good.
Look, the first one, they were terrible acting. It was a terrible actors. They're kids. They didn't know what they were doing. They were plucked out of schools and just told to act.
Yeah.
They were shit. But the film in itself was magical. All brought together by John Williams.
Magical.
John Williams brought that shit together. It's the music that makes it for me. And shots of...
Shame about the surf and turf, am I right? Let's move on.
Of course, yeah.
Surf and turf?
Yeah. The turf, J.K. Rowling.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see surf and turf.
But she wasn't visibly present in the magical wizarding world of...
Did she not even like extra or anything?
I don't think so. Not like Peter Jackson, that camera hog.
Yeah.
He had to be an orc, didn't he?
He was in The Hobbit as well.
Yeah.
So was God dogs. Damn it.
Anyway. Let's go on to a hypothetical trial.
Let's,
what have we got today?
As voted on by our wonderful Patreon supporters. Thank you, Patreon. This is your little interaction with us.
This is a tiny amount of value you get from supporting us every day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And you also obviously get the ad
that
free
value will increase
feed.
With time.
Yes. Yeah.
We've got going to put members' videos on there.
Yeah.
So you get what everything the members get.
Patreon.
We found a way.
Members
that's not
on YouTube.
Cripple
films.
Us financially.
Yeah.
We do
some of the options.
If you care about...
They're expensive. I don't know why they are so expensive, but...
All our endeavours. We got an announcement coming next week that we haven't made yet, but we're putting together.
Do a little video next week.
And there'll be some...
Half Films OnlyFans. It's happening.
Fine. Yeah, we're scraping the barrel now, so...
Jumped the gun, but yeah.
OnlyFans. Next week.
HFOF.
Yeah.
Hoff.
I mean, if we photoshopped our nude pictures enough, then ran them through an AI, is it really even a picture of us anymore? Would you feel bad about an AI... And a Photoshop process to just warp your body to the point where, like, it looks great, but it's not really yours anymore.
I guess that's all Instagram is, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Or using any kind of selfie.
You're feeding the AI machine nudes of you.
Well, what's it going to do? It's like the most... It's like going to see a doctor. It's
that's
the
good.
Most neutral
I reckon you should
thing.
Do more. Like, sabotage it so everyone's AI art ends up as, like, a variant nude
it's come
of,
out as Chris Trott again. Oh,
God
but,
damn it.
God, it's...
Family having fun with relatives we lost this year. Wait. Ah, it's Chris Justin again.
For God's sake. God.
Who's that behind the... Oh, it's Chris
It just sneaks like a really tasteful nude on the wall. Like, you know, yeah, maybe.
He's the Christmas tree.
Oh, fuck. Look at the Christmas tree. What do you mean? Look closer. Oh, God.
God. His dick's the fucking angel.
There it is again.
It's got wings.
I don't know that thing anywhere.
All right.
No, you could probably fake an entire OnlyFans thing.
Yeah.
Maybe take a bit of Photoshopping work.
People are already doing it. Like, there's a lot of like Instagram models who are completely fabricated.
Oh, sure, like, but they'll be only fans of like people's of fucking like Twitch avatars or whatever they call them. What they be VOD virtual fucking hell.
What are they called?
I don't know.
VTubers.
Yeah, they'll
be talking about
VTuber only fans, but they don't have to do fuck all, but get as an artist to draw them naked, and boom, some 12-year-old kids wanking then. Face off to that shit.
Oh, that blue skin, I love it.
A year before puberty.
There's nothing wrong with,
well,
you know,
13 then, fucking hell.
I don't think there's anything 14? Wrong with wanking it to blue skin, you know? Some of the aliens can be hot.
In Avatar, yeah, fuck.
Which is doing
the way they link their
well.
I know, I hate how well Avatar 2 is doing.
I'm so surprised. It's like well, in the billions already.
Yeah. It's
I'm not surprised.
Mission Impossible.
I am surprised.
It's been so long
since the last one.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Top Gun's a great film.
I did watch Top Gun.
You didn't think it, like, you didn't like it?
I zoned out a bit. I wasn't that...
So
into the whole
it
like
to be like a big screen.
Here's an internal shot. Here's an external shot. Internal shot of them in the cabin again, and then oh look, they're doing a flip, and that's cool. But it didn't grab me. Maybe it's action films. I'm just not a big action fan lately.
Fair enough.
And Tom Cruise is a bit of a dickhead.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
it's hard
tooth,
to separate
man.
Middle tooth. Is this, he removed that? He swapped.
Has he?
I think he pushed.
He knocked them all out with a tiny little hammer.
Have they actually got rid of that?
I don't know. I just don't see the middle tooth anymore. I miss it.
I already miss it.
I thought that was an older thing.
He's got to still have it, right?
Has he still got his middle tooth?
I wish I had a middle tooth.
Why?
Because how many people can say they've got a singular tooth in the middle of their front of their mouth?
Yeah, I guess so. It's not really about saying that. It's not like an accolade.
Oh, it is, Ross. The circles I move in. If I could say to them...
Guess what, guys? I know a guy who his main tooth, that's
oh,
right,
boy.
Just the one, right in the centre of his mouth. Follows the philtrum down.
Yeah.
Follows it down.
They were like, God, you live an interesting life. And I'm like, I know.
Fucking hell. That kid would be called Beaver Boy at school.
Yeah.
And if he wasn't, I'd call him that.
Yeah, but like, some people have to go to uni and get an engineering degree to build a dam. Beaver Boy.
Just knows how to do it, doesn't he? Because he's got one front tooth.
Because he's got one tooth. And you adopt the knowledge of a beaver, don't you, if you're bullied enough.
But will you watch Avatar 2?
No. I mean, I'd lie...
I just
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't curious. Because you know what? Like I said, on paper, that film is very like, you know, an Alex Smith film. You know, it's sci-fi.
Oh, right, okay.
It's like got crazy sci-fi shit in it. You know, there's combat, there's action. There's
how did the first one end? Did they take the forest down and Fern Gully kind of...
They use all of the giant dragons to kill the enemies that come with their quadcopters full of rockets to blow up their giant tree.
Right.
And they,
where's
like,
John Smith in all this?
John Smith, directly ripped from Pocahontas. Yeah. He is fighting alongside Pocahontas and her Na'vi friends on his own giant dragon. And because he was special, he got the really big dragon.
Oh, shit, okay. He linked with it.
Because he was the white savior of the story. Yeah. He comes in and they're like, oh, at first we thought you were just a guy in a wheelchair. Mm. Now you have the biggest dragon.
Yeah.
That's how it ended,
he's
I think.
Quite literally wearing their skin.
Yeah.
As an accessory.
Yeah.
But they don't address that.
No, he's wearing a... I mean, there's so much... Yeah, exactly, right? Like, there is so... There's a lot of interesting stuff to uncover there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they completely ignore all of it in favour of a super simplistic... Mm. I mean, oh, God.
But no, I don't know the plot of number two, and... Maybe if it's on a streaming service and I'm bored one day, I might
watch it.
That's where. Yeah.
Who do you think's going to get? Who did this one? Not Disney.
DreamWorks?
Don't know if you've signed up for Paramount.
Paramount?
It doesn't really.
MGM, do they have their own streaming service now?
Fuck no.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I know. Like,
Let's spread it wide and thin. So we're all spending, you know, £100+ on streaming services a month.
Well, I paid to see the menu at cinema last month. And now
it's on Disney. Yeah, I just saw that.
I was like, what the fuck? And it's not even that good.
Yeah, they're fucking you over. It's like, you know. You may as well just wait, unless you really want to watch it at cinema. I do miss going to cinema, actually.
Enjoyed Top Gun at the cinema. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I watched it on the X Plus with the sound.
Like
it was fucking great.
It's one of those experiences.
Yeah.
It's the type of thing where, like, now you're spending, what, £14?
At least,
per person. It's like, fucking hell.
What you need is...
That's like an entire month of, you know...
You need Netflix. A broken TV that forces you out to the cinema.
For fuck's sake.
Like me.
Your TV's not completely broken, is it?
It's fucked now.
Oh, God, what happened?
It just keeps getting worse.
There's no kind
of software
fix. The
half signal, like half my screen is just mess. And it just won't fix after like an hour and it's getting longer. You leave it on for a long enough period and it fixes itself. So
when did you get that, 2016?
17. We got it in Costco, didn't we?
No, I got mine in Currys. We got the exact same TV.
We got the same one at the same time.
It's quite expensive, I remember being.
It was, yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know if the warranty would last this long.
No, it's been over 3 years.
You get like 3 years on most new TVs now. Especially since they're all using like wacky screen technology.
Figure out how to fix it. Do you think it's the LED support, is it the screen technology that's fucked? Or
apparently
is it like the
it could be
software?
A physical fault with it.
Fuck.
That's bollocks. wasn't it like the visual processor or something that's fucked up.
Something like that. Dude, they like, it a good shake, yeah.
My TV at home, but this has been a long time. The only problem I've got with it is like the bottom edges, there's a little bit of like glow these days, which is very, a very common problem where you get like that.
The, not the that interesting to talk
about. It depends on whether it's backlit or side lit, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get.
Yeah. But they've changed that now with how modern, like modern screen tech is so cool because CES is going on at the moment. And that's why, you know, it's like, oh, maybe we can talk about this. CES, which is actually I'd love to go to one day in Las Vegas.
I prefer that to a regular convention.
I would. Oh, well, yeah, there's technology that we'd be interested in.
Yeah.
Rather than just, like, oh, look, we can get that, play that game already. People are queuing to play
it.
That's weird that they're queuing to play a game that's already available.
Yeah. But yeah, the OLED, the rate at which like screen tech is moving on is pretty impressive now. Like, you know, now
or foldable screens now, like
there's like ones you can like roll up as well. Yeah. I still
smoke them. Yeah.
Roll it. What
are you watching, bro?
What are you smoking, bro? It's OLED, man.
I'm smoking Top Gun, actually.
Top Gun's playing. Oh, it's almost run out.
Oh my god, can you imagine that future where people are smoking cigars that are screens?
Oh wow, well, I mean,
and like it's just so decadent. I got shit, a. I got an NFT I'm smoking. This is it. This is one of a kind.
It's going to be that way. Yeah.
The receipt is stored on the screen. Yeah. Only one in existence.
So I'm going to smoke this up. Fuck it.
Any surface is a screen and it's an ad for something else.
Yeah.
I watched Blade Runner the other day. I don't know why.
The original? Just,
the original, yeah. The director's cut, I'll point out. In 4K.
Nice. Good stuff. Better.
But like, fucking hell, their idea of 2019 future was weird. Like... But obviously, I know it's, you know, it's supposed
some
to be
of it
outlandish.
Is on there.
It looks really good, and style-wise is amazing.
Like, but like faces on the cities are pretty close.
But just like, there's no point where I think that the council are going to start saying, all right, let's put all the pipework on the outside of the building and like have these kind of like running cables.
Let's spout
like,
vents
it looks
of
like
fire.
Literally just you're looking at a motherboard, but on everyone's buildings.
Yeah.
And it's like, fucking hell, who would have ever chosen this for the future? And it's supposed to be 2019.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was made in like 1983 or two.
It's more an aesthetic than a prediction.
It was,
isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, I appreciate that, but it's just.
That pyramid building as well. Yeah, close to the one in Vegas, isn't it?
With a lift on the side, which to be fair isn't a crazy idea, but pyramid shaped buildings. Yeah, that's
pretty wild.
Quite the hierarchy.
Yeah, also like pyramid.
I'm at the top of the pyramid.
Pyramids are a pain in the ass to build. Like, you know, because like remember inside the Luxor, which you know that casino which you were talking about.
Terrible. And
like,
open.
Everything has to shelve in on itself. Like it's like what the fuck? Like
you always get a bit of roof.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one thing you'd want to avoid is I'm living in a loft. For a tall person, it's their nightmare.
Yeah.
But no, great film. But yeah, the future tech was bizarre, and obviously everyone's smoking like crazy, and it's like fuck.
I like the umbrellas though.
2007 obviously didn't hit them.
The umbrellas? Well, they had like the LED.
Yeah.
Oh no, the tungsten at the time, I imagine.
Because it's supposed to be in LA, but it's like it looks like kind of, you know, future.
It's
tech,
a homogenous
Tokyo,
of
right?
like culture. Yeah.
Which makes sense if globalism had taken more hold, but as we're seeing at the moment, there's a lot more isolationism going on. Yeah. But like it would be so fun to be a futurist or a futurologist for these shows, right? To consult on this stuff and be like, What do you think is going to happen then? You're like,
pipes outside.
Well, between the years 2010 and 2020, we'll all just have rectangles in our pockets. Okay. And that's not going to change? No, probably not. They might try and fold them for a bit, but they're going to go back to it. Oh, okay.
Is everyone going to have their unique one? No, they're all the same.
Yeah, it'll be almost identical, just get as thin as a piece of glass.
Have you seen Equilibrium?
Okay. Yeah.
It's closer to that than it is Blade Runner.
We were literally joking before this podcast started about the reason that Johnny Ive must have left Apple. It's because he got bored because he ran out of ideas. It's like, we can't make a slab of glass any different.
And I can't keep talking sexily about
innovate
it.
Innovate anymore.
Yeah.
I'm off. I'm gone.
I'm done. It's ever since you guys started putting the cameras that protrude off the back of the case so it never sits flat.
Yeah.
That was it for me. Antithesis of what
can we take away? Headphone port? Nice. I'm gone. I'm out.
See you later, fuckers. Have fun with that lightning port for a few more years until the EU eventually forces us to change.
Lol.
But yeah, no, it's interesting because obviously, like, you don't really know how the future will be with technology and stuff, but they didn't. I don't think there was many handheld screens and stuff in.
No. It was like, do you
and
remember
it's
the
still
screen
like MS-DOS
where it's like
elements of like.
Enhanced, computers. Zoom in.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
And
it was
like
enhancing.
Clicking and.
Beep, beep, beep. And also, I think UI sounds are still prevalent in fucking CSI and shit, which is so odd.
I hate it.
If you ever use a computer device, if it made any noise, you would immediately go.
I'm gonna turn
that fucking sound off because
I do this on a daily. Like that guy that does like all the tech shit. Yeah. Like, why would they have menu sounds on all the time? Really? For minimizing, maximizing all of it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I'd turn the taps off on my fucking keyboard immediately.
I think the reality is that, like, they
You need something.
Yeah, they do
and
it because...
because it's filmic. It's like...
boring, the future is probably, like, a device that stays most unnoticed as possible until it's used, and then it becomes incredibly good, right? That's why we want the simplest looking object that has the most vivid screen, because when you interact with it, you want it to be amazing. But they showing that on screen is fucking boring.
I think Minority Report did a good job.
I think in terms of, like...
Obviously, the hologram thing still seems like an odd idea to like have it, and the same with like Black Mirror, where like they were having glass panels, screens. But you could see the content from behind, which is completely
odd if you want privacy.
Like, there's no zero privacy. You've just got glass. And you say,
That's Pornhub.
But what are you looking at, mate? It's like, well, I can kind of see because it's a piece of glass.
Yeah,
and that technology would never make sense. Same with like holograms, where it's like holograms in films and stuff are always janky. Mm-hmm. They haven't perfected the technology, but they're using it.
It's always like glitching out.
It's like there's an error or something.
It's got to remind you that this is not really.
Yeah, exactly.
Is like it needs to tell you that it's kind of janky, but also how do you think why they would start using it when it's good, right?
Assuming we don't blow ourselves into annihilation, when we do get to the point where we would perfect holograms, what would be a great way for a person like every hologram to identify itself? So for example, say the reason that they do this like every hologram looks shit is so
hologram,
know it's not real.
No, it's not.
exactly.
If it was just a real person, but like I think there has been like the occasional like episode of Black Mirror or whatever where it has been realistic and then suddenly it's oh shit, that was a hologram.
Right.
That's impressive because then it's like, oh shit, that's semi-real.
Like a sex offender, like a little do they have to identify themselves every time? I'm a hologram.
I'm a hologram. Don't touch me. You can if you want. Nothing's going to happen. You might just turn off the projector. Well, the Blade Runner 2049. That one was pretty good.
Very cool.
With the kind of the giant projector thing. That's what I imagine it would be. This fucking huge, you know, what looked like kind of a massive industrial printer above your head.
Yeah.
Like scanning just this, kind of projecting off. This thing.
Then again, like, let's wait until 2049.
I guess, inaccurate 2049.
That is. Everything's just a crater.
We've all gone back to the cars from the early 2000s again. Turns out we made a lot of errors with battery tech.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Honestly, okay.
Everything's explosive.
I think we've already like perfected holograms though, because if you've seen the cutout of the lady at the airport that they project something onto
on the Perspex.
Well,
they have to be perfect. They don't move their head.
Hi, welcome to the airport.
Make sure your luggage is fine or whatever.
Remember that you cannot move your head, neck, or lower jaw that much.
Yeah. It needs to be within the profile picture we cut out.
Perfect. Done. Next technology.
Done. Nailed Aced that one. It.
Were you impressed? So the New Year's Eve thing they did. We watched it together. But like the Queen's face with drone tech, it looked kind of garbage. There was not enough drones. Yeah, it was very like
it wasn't big scale.
We've only got 50 of these fuckers. What the fuck? We've got to be big with this. No.
Apparently, the involvement of like setting that up is insane.
I imagine it is insane.
Because like there's redundancy.
Getting all of those drones to like work together, and obviously they program them all to be in a specific place. I guess,
God. You grid them out on a field and then you start the program or whatever. But you also, they had like, I watched one where they had swaps.
Yeah.
So basically if drones like collide with each other, which when you have so many, they could well happen, they can send one up and replace the drone
Some dropping off.
Imagine being the vision mixer and going, we got two drones down in quad. Launching reserves.
So
cool.
Yeah.
Reserve drones go. It's the most fucking cost intensive way of just doing a laser light show, right?
Yeah.
It's like you say, right? Every single, I mean, you guys have seen the amount of shit we have to carry around to run and maintain one drone. Like, imagine like all the battery charging.
You've got maximum 20 minutes.
Tops
20 minutes.
All the battery charging.
Depends on size, but yeah.
All the transport costs. You know, you've probably got, you know, a hard box for every single one of those units. Yeah. And it's just like, to me, the result is the effect good enough to warrant all of that? I don't know. Maybe there's a benefit because it kind of develops new technologies and things
really
like that.
Cool,
but
displays
that
do it well.
Yeah,
I think the new one in England.
I guess
awful.
If somebody's willing to pay for
some
it.
Some of them are crazy. Like,
sure.
I think, the one in.
It's
like
what you need.
It's got to be local, isn't it? Like, they wouldn't ship it over to just do the drone display.
It makes sense for like a theme park to have their own drone division, because
like
instead of firing off fireworks every night, they now have a much more reusable system. But Yeah, I mean,
Disney should definitely do that.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they must do. Yeah, I would be surprised if they don't. Apparently, Pokemon have one, and I'm guessing the place in Japan might have. But I mean, drone tech is so amazing, so crazy. I mean, we see it all the time now, partly because of the war as well, which is
dropping little bombs on people, filming it in high definition.
It's crazy. You know,
it's dark.
You know, the Iranian ones uses a moped engine to power it. You know, you know the ones you keep hearing about, the Iranian.
Those little kind of triangle shaped ones.
Yeah. They use moped engines because they're cheaper than using the electronic equivalent, and they have longer range, right? Because the energy density of fuel is still higher than batteries, it made more sense. Though. You can. Well, this is what there's a real
moped sound.
There's a real
in the sky.
Yeah, there's a real morbid analog with the bombs that the Germans or the V2 rockets and things like that they used in World War II, because they created very menacing sounds as well. And so there is that sort of paradigm.
It's crazy to think.
Do you think when the Thames dries up in 50 years,
go on,
they'll just find a load of old drones from every New Year's with different grades of technology upgrades.
There they are.
They're all under here.
Well, and great history.
Finally, we found we were looking for that guy.
We got the Jurassic era, the Neolithic era, then we got the DJI Phantom 1 era, we got the DJI Mavic era.
We're just finding layers and layers of drones.
Yeah.
It's a fossilized drone. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
As they're uncovering them.
Go dig out the gold and lithium. We'll distill that into vape batteries. Now I'm convinced that the Mad Max future of the world would be done. You know, money would be 18650 batteries, right? Yeah. So you know those big old batteries people use in their vapes? They're also used in electric vehicles. You know, they're a high discharge lithium ion battery, basically. And they will be the currency of the future.
Plug me in.
But there were those little colourful fucking crayon vapes on the floor. You want to be collecting those now.
Oh, boy.
They'll be worth something in the future. You'll be recharging those fuckers.
The weapon of the future will be crossbows that fire those.
Yeah.
Oh, right?
Like the end.
Yeah.
Explosive charge.
That's the weapon of the future. Yeah. So they fight with elf bars. And,
elf bars. I see this everywhere on the floor, man.
They are horrific. Just watch a few videos about elf bars.
Done.
They're really bad.
They are unbelievably bad. Not only because of how polluting they are, but also something. There's some crazy stats about kids going from like only 10% of kids saying that they vaped at a school to a year after Elf Bar, 45% of kids saying they vaped.
Oh my god!
Do
you think it's the bright colours and the
nice flavours
for children? It's just like, well, it's just breathing tasty.
How is this happening again?
Big tobacco, baby. Big tobacco, don't lose.
Well, because I think the argument is that it's still better than the alternative, right? And also, if you are literally getting
when they weren't doing it.
If you're getting off of cigarettes, vape is still a better alternative.
Say,
however,
kids
are picking these up.
It.
I mean, I was in a corner shop once, and these very young children, probably about 12, were buying them. Mm-hmm. This guy was just selling them to. He said 18, whatever. They all have nicotine in them, so you shouldn't be selling them to kids. He was happily offloading these colourful
crayons.
Dude,
the fucking sewing shop down the road from me has started selling them because they're such a hot seller.
Sewing shop?
Yeah. You know the one we've been to before? It's like the craft shop near that Tesco?
Right.
They also now just sell Elf bars. Like, no other product.
Oh, I know the one. Yeah. What the fuck?
Just Elf bars.
That's weird.
It's very interesting.
Interesting, but yeah, I mean, I'm more annoyed about them literally tossing them onto the ground.
Yeah,
all the time,
absolutely.
But even in bins, I guess like, they'd say not to throw batteries away properly. Yep. You should recycle them, but you can't take the batteries out of these fuckers. So
I hate the whipped cream industry. I don't know that people use them all the time. Why are they whipping cream so much on the streets?
we had our fair share of whippers. What were we calling them at the time? I can't remember.
Oh, man, you need this new data to suggest that prolonged laughing gas exposure is actually really bad for your brain.
Well, yeah, because you're basically trying to give yourself a fucking stroke. You're trying to put a blood clot in your fucking head.
Well, you did 100 at a time.
The amount, honestly, you did it straight from the can. And I was just like, fuck, your lips were blue. I was like, that's an environment which is like, I'm happy with my balloon over here. And that's all I'm limiting there. That's it. But like,
fucking terrible idea.
I was going from smoking heroin to shooting heroin in like a day.
It's so shit as well, though. Like, it's just so short lived. It's not worth it. But like,
but it was less.
Steve-O got like addicted to it, apparently.
Because it's like, it goes away real quick.
It does feel pretty great.
Yeah, for like a few seconds. And then
I heard like the sound of God.
I've had that as well.
It's like there's a pattern that just repeats everywhere, and you're like,
that's definitely something the brain does.
It's probably close to like stroke, isn't it?
I've had that same
experience. It's a lack of oxygen in your brain. That's yeah. that sound as well, that where you know music suddenly starts pinging around your ears.
Yeah. But I can hold my breath for like 2.5 minutes on a good, like on a good day. Right on a good day.
Hold your breath now. No, 2.5 minutes of dead air. I don't want 2.5 minutes of dead air.
What a podcast. Welcome to Holding Our Breath. We take turns to hold each other's breath. And
I will say that we cleaned up after ourselves.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
We always do. Well,
don't get mad at the laughing gas industry. Sorry, the whipped cream industry. Get mad at idiots who throw shit on the floor because they're idiots.
Because there'll be park benches around Bristol. Yeah. You'll just have little clusters of these little just used fucking canisters. It's like...
Yeah.
Just take them with you. Pop them in the pocket. Put them in the box. Put them in the bin that's next to that bench.
What are they making? What are they doing? How many frappuccinos are they making?
How many Victoria sponges?
Clearly like, the whipped cream industry is doing really well this year.
It's crazy.
Why is that? It's weird, isn't it? But there's also this kind of like rise of... You know, what they're calling drug use.
Hippie crack.
Hippie crack.
Yeah. That's my favorite name for it. Hippie crack.
It's just starving your brain of oxygen. It's an interesting one. And
yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
Like, No, I would. I would.
Or to try it once.
Well, we've all tried it.
To try it.
We've tried it. What we wouldn't recommend is...
I think after the fact and learning more about it.
Maybe just like one balloon.
If you can't get access to the pellets in your area, you can cheat sometimes by buying the whipped cream from supermarkets and tilting the can in a way that produces the gas but not the cream.
Oh.
Just if you're wondering, listener, how to get access to this illicit substance. Some of them don't use nitrous oxide anymore.
There was a guy who would deliver them. That's all he would do.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a service. He would just deliver it to food. We're a catering service.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
It's got to be breaking TOS. Just like recommend how to get drugs out of a whipped cream can.
It's not drugs.
Why is that against TOS?
This is what the issue with it is. It's such a commonly used gas. I mean, people can huff glue and buy glue like regularly. I wouldn't recommend it. Again.
Yeah.
Is poppers illegal?
What about Pritt sticks?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think you meant to snort it. It's Rue Motorizer, again, it's isn't like, it? They said it as Rue Motorizer. Who the fuck will say Rue is spelled poppers?
But yeah, no.
I've tried poppers.
But the stories behind people seem like these kids seem to like just do so much of that fucking stuff now.
To me, poppers seems like the most pointless one. I will say,
pointless.
Like poppers just makes you feel hot.
You may as well sniff. You may as well sniff fucking Sharpies, man. Yeah. I feel like you're just getting a similar thing. But again, don't sniff these things, people. Yeah. We're not saying do it.
Don't do it. Like
don't do it.
Learn from their mistakes.
Obviously,
we have no control over you, and ourselves.
Like, also, just giant hypocrites saying don't do it because, like, you know, clearly the people have said that to us, that doesn't work. You kind of have to experience things for yourself a lot of the time.
I guess so, but I feel like
if you
damage yourself at some point, you would say, oh, I probably shouldn't do that thing. Oh, but you try it once and then they'll end up fucking themselves up. And it's just like,
we could tell you the wrong way to do it.
Oh, definitely never try opiates because you
why
just
not,
don't. Because they're going to be addictive and there's a good chance you'll have them in hospital anyway. That's so,
just break a leg.
Do something. Yeah. Do some jackass type shit. Go to hospital, get some free morphine.
You know, crack, meth, all those things. Like all the ones you know fuck people up, don't do those. All the ones where you're like, well, he's not homeless because he had a poppers addiction. Maybe you can try those ones, you know? Like, you know, I mean, they're shit though. I really wouldn't recommend them. You know, it's like salvia. I've never done it, but it doesn't look like it's fun.
If you only had a week to live and you offered heroin, would you try
everything?
Didn't that happen have you seen Afterlife?
No. Yeah.
I managed to watch the first series.
I watched a bit of it.
I think it's awful.
Yeah,
As Ricky Gervais' content is terrible. Yeah. But there was a part in it where he's just like, kind of, he's given up on life, but he goes and gets some heroin. It's just like, I guess maybe you would want to experience it before you die. If you were like, definitely sure you were going to die, doctor said, yeah, you got a week, mate. Like, oh, okay. Where would you go, do you think, in Bristol?
Not a problem.
Is that the hypothetical today?
Get some brown.
Where would you go to get some heroin?
Where would you get some brown?
Telegram.
Who are you asking?
Is the answer to that?
No, Telegram.
I could show you pictures of it right now.
Oh,
not because I bought it, but because, like, just go on Telegram and just search Bristol drugs and you'll just see pictures of rocks of heroin.
But where would I go?
Bags of heroin, huh?
Where do I go? And
walk
where do people,
down a,
if people haven't
alleyway,
been to Bristol before, where do you avoid, I guess, if you're just wanting a jaunty visit to Bristol?
Yeah, just go somewhere you'd like get a bad vibe from. It's probably there.
Go behind Love Inn. That's literally the street that in Drugsland.
Once is, in that little Turtle Island. What's it called?
Turtle Bay? No, Turbo Island.
Not Turtle.
Turtle Island
Turtle
got Bay
is a fucking restaurant.
What happens in Turtle Bay?
Welcome to Turtle Bay. Stayed in Turtle Bay. You want some heroin? You want some crack?
Well, I've come to Turtle Bay because I hear this is going to buy heroin.
I'd like a meal and some heroin.
I would just do spicy food.
Turbo Island got paved over recently. So yeah, the Turbo Island was...
But they're still like protesting on there, aren't they?
I don't know. I've driven past it a few times recently and it's just empty. So there used to be an area where fires a lot of homeless
people
would
just
have...
We saw a bin fire in Queen Square the other day.
Continuous fires.
We got back from New Year's and they were doing a bin fire in the middle of Queen Square.
Oh, yeah. So they put it out there.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But still, it was just blazing for a minute. We arrived and there were just people, like a tribal thing. It was just like lighting things on fire. It was exciting. Didn't want to get involved.
Nah. Do you want to throw anything on the fire?
But seriously, if you want heroin in Bristol, go behind the Love Inn. There's like a crack house back there.
Don't trip over.
What
you
is the
land
on something? I think we don't. I don't want to shortchange.
Of course,
I think the listeners are getting a great podcast right now.
Yeah, they are.
But
it's a really good deal.
What stupid, unfunny thing do our?
Let's have a look. All right. Option number one: the multiverse exists.
Oh,
you get put in a waiting room with five other versions of you. Mm-hmm. Each from an alternate universe. What do you talk to yourselves about?
Oh, shit.
Well, I guess you want to know I guess you want to know what their jobs
are. What's
their
reality?
I want to know what their reality is and what kind of, like, they're doing in life. That's the first thing
How
I
much
want to
should
know.
You trust yourself to, like, be honest?
Well, I don't know, because obviously I don't know.
Like,
I don't.
I come from, like, penis land.
I guess you stood there as a penis.
How did you get like this? Well, this is just what heroin
this
is.
This is normal for me. What are you? You look weird. You look like a hairless ape. Shut up, penis man.
We've all got fur, guys.
Yeah. Shut up, pink dick.
What? Come on.
You're a furry dick.
I don't know, because obviously I guess you need to be open-minded to the fact that everyone's going to be in a very different situation to you. That's the alternate.
Yeah.
You know? So you just want to know what their situation is.
Yeah.
Are
we
all the same age?
I give penis me a very vigorous hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
No, my brains!
What happens? I want to know what happens.
I've never done blah! He ejaculates and dies as fists.
They're like
deflates
the bee
like a balloon.
Of that world where they got one sting. And they're dead. Their defense mechanism.
No, please, my brains!
Your entire insides just exited the top of your head. Did you know this would happen? Oh, he's dead. Anyone
I'd like
else?
To figure out, like, the
You'd
the
wank
highest...
off your other person.
Well, if he's a giant penis...
Yeah, of course you would.
Go on.
You'd give him the satisfaction of that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
He's killing him.
A full blowout. I'd ask them what their, like, peak technology is.
Okay.
So, like, what's the coolest thing?
What the fuck is our coolest thing, do you think? That's throwing you, isn't it?
What is
there's,
the
like,
coolest?
Obviously,
We're
computer tech,
telescopes...
Like,
Hadrian
camera tech's
James
getting
Webb
there.
Telescope.
I mean, camera tech could probably be much better.
Yeah.
For humanity, what's our best thing, I suppose, is...
Big old...
Absence of nuclear war at the moment, I'd say, is probably one to lead with. Has there been any apocalyptic events in your time, in your version, you know? Did the pandemic wipe out most of the planet?
Did they have a pandemic?
Yeah. Did you have
they
a pandemic?
An alternative
Have you solved climate change?
Yeah. Probably
any
a big question.
Was climate change an issue? Again.
So do we go personal though? Like, what about you yourself? It's like, oh, so you into dudes too?
Are you into just full blown penis people?
Tell me, do you watch the small little like big
small,
little
big little
big little a lot? Like or, like what porn do you? Yeah. What porn do you do?
There's no porn in that guy's.
What? Sorry, man.
Yeah,
what's
super deprived.
Porn?
I'm about to give you a billion-dollar idea. Film people having sex. Put it on the internet.
Oh my god, but we're all penises.
But we're all penises, and that would kill us.
We'd all die.
It's the equivalent
These are snuff bits.
It's the equivalent of 3D printed handguns.
Yeah. What we would call porn is basically EastEnders to them.
Yeah.
It's just a soap.
Just
it's your everyday,
stuff.
Just. Yeah, no, we watch it all the time. Oh, okay. It's normal. Fine.
Yeah, I don't think I'd go personal with it. No. I think I'd just.
How much
be
time
like,
do you have with them?
Yeah.
I
like,
mean,
you get
again,
the important shit out of the way. Like, wow, holy shit.
Yeah. Do you have
multiverses exist, for one? Yeah, do you have
webbed toes, fingers? Any other weird stuff going on down there? How many dicks do you have? Do you have any dicks?
Yeah, how many dicks, first of all?
How many? How
big
long,
is your dick?
How many do you need?
You could figure out things like fate and destiny, right? If things are predetermined. If we have very similar life paths.
But then there's only like maybe, five of them, though,
there's
right?
There's an infinite amount of multiverse. It's a better pool than none, anything can happen, right?
No, no. So, exactly. No, exactly.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, if there's an infinite
But we don't know that. It could just be five universes.
Five plucked out of anywhere.
Yeah. Could be five ultimate
What if in that moment you guys got together and you're like, we are the five archangels of fate now, and like create your own fucking church,
we're
like
gods.
Where we met, because essentially you kind of are.
And
at
which
that
reality
point.
Are we staying in?
You know for certain
you
that
can get
multiple realities
from
exist.
Other realities.
I mean, this just says a waiting room. It doesn't say what we're waiting for.
Are you here for the prostate exam? Yeah.
But I've just met four other people who are from my.
And every
five
one
others?
Of them that had the prostate exam,
five others
came. The dick guy's there just like
no
everyone else like,
yeah, jizzing a certain death to that guy. Fucking hell, it's a complete like
so 180.
He's feeling really disenfranchised with his existence. It's like, for example, it found out if you went there to that room, this person version of you, and everybody else can like fly, lives forever.
Flying, yeah,
it's like is just way better than you in every way. You just be like, oh, fucking goddamn it,
this guy,
I'm the penis.
You
guy.
Can fly.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
We just can't come. Otherwise, we die. We die when we come.
Yeah.
That sucks.
They wouldn't even call it that, would they? They'd just call it death.
They would be called dying.
The final.
That guy just died on that bus.
It's the death
spot. Oh my God. Clean up on that bus. Fuck.
Oh my God.
It's the equivalent of a
He's
headshot.
Everywhere.
Every time it's a headshot.
Jesus.
It's really like traumatic for like people to see their loved ones die in hospital.
Oh my God. They get put in like a fucking screen around them.
They roll a condom over their head.
Yeah.
Horror films must be.
They come
in
with a giant
nuts.
Condom. We're so sorry.
That's the body bag.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Does it have to be transparent? I don't want to see him.
I'm so sorry. This is his time.
Yeah, like I said, horror films are just going to be full of like cum shots.
And Jesus, that's why porn doesn't exist in their universe. We've just, that's it. We've worked it out.
Yeah. Okay, it reminds me of that Atlanta
We really focused
episode.
On that one guy.
That episode on Atlanta. There's an episode where, like, there's... I assumed it was a cult by the end of it. I was not
I just
convinced
thought it
that
was
person
like,
was
it
dying.
Was very, I loved it. It was so good. I thought it was like just very just like, oh, new just, age.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
let's follow where this goes, and then bam.
I have no idea what.
No,
you're
there's
about.
A there was a guy who was dying, and they were basically at his like kind of last moments.
Atlanta.
But I don't
spoilers,
spoil it. So I don't know if I should spoil it, but if you know, you know. It's a really
there's an
interesting,
excellent punchline, visual punchline.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
just
also
so shocking.
Shocking.
It's
fuck.
A really shocking moment. It's like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah. But it reminded me of that condom moment. So
Nice.
Put those together if you want, or watch it.
I recommend watching it.
It's good. It's on Disney.
I recommend watching it
or whatever. Yeah. So yeah. So you'd ask them not to. You wouldn't. You'd rub your penis version and kill them.
It's obvious that. One of those five is going to be a penis person, isn't it? So
okay, well, that's certainly.
I'd focus on them.
Out of infinite universes, it's possible. One of them could just be a giant toe.
One of them could
Anything
be.
Can happen.
Have you seen
or
a Everything
gaseous
Everywhere
form
All At
or
Once?
Or a fish version, sorry?
Everything Everywhere All At Once.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's good. That's
With the
good.
Fingers.
Yeah, I did that. It was a really,
Such
really
good film.
Such
a good
it was
film.
Really good, Very
good
at like.
Pacing.
Exactly.
I think like straight on to the next thing. Still fast action.
That's what I
didn't know what genre it was for like half an hour either.
No. It sends you down the river and then bam.
It does feel like, and also just there's this amazing sort of rhythm to the pacing where it's like build and build and build and build and build. And then towards the end of the film where like all of the realization and all the chaos comes together and they're like screaming at each other and like crying at each other and you're like, wow, this is so well constructed.
It's amazing.
Highly
recommend that film. Saw it in the cinema.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good.
That was my first film back after COVID.
Nice. Yeah.
It's a good one to go back to.
I coomed.
He coomed. Well, okay. I mean, there's probably various angles we can go on that one, but we can move on to the next one if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Let's have a look.
It's a bumper one.
It's a bumper one. Is it long? I don't know where we're at.
It's fine.
Okay, we'll do one more. You cook a microwave burrito and accidentally release an evil god from his 1,000-year prison.
Burritos!
Burritos.
In return for freeing him, he gives you a choice of three fads. Whichever fad you pick will be the horrible fad thing that comes that the 2020s is known for.
So
like tie-dye from the 60s,
bell-bottoms
in the 70s, leg-warmers in the 80s, etc. Teens and young adults everywhere will scramble to get it, and it will die out by the end of the decade, leaving only remorse and cringe in its wake. Here are your terrible choices. I was given his choices.
So we literally have three choices.
So we're just cursing
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Some fan. Yeah.
The burrito god is making us...
Burritos.
Okay, so number one is extraneous breast implants. People now get small breast implants anywhere on their body.
Oh.
Especially for their feet or hands.
Gross.
This creates a market for footkinis and handkinis.
Nice.
I think that is a growing market. Yeah. The foot things.
We need
to be a growing
more
market.
Growth, you know?
It is going to die out, though.
Oh.
Like, people are going to get
it might do.
Yeah,
yeah,
but then, you know, we can... move,
never run
we
out
can
of
diversify
feet.
The footkinis to like, I don't know,
you can
get the extraneous breast implants on your feet, of course.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I popped one again.
Look, feet
it's like walking on jellyfish.
Yeah. You're having one of the soles.
On the soles.
You're
having one of the bottom. Whoa! This is like one of those exercise balls all the time.
Wow. He is unstable. He's going to roll those ankles. Nostrilectomy. The nostrils are removed to give them a cute,
finally,
horrific flesh nub.
Finally.
Similar to an anime character. There was a guy who did this.
Right.
Who looked, he looked absolutely fine before, but he obviously had some sort of dysmorphia and completely like tattooed his entire face. We've got these little kind of like little nuggets of gelatin
under the skin stuff.
Cut his nose so that it was basically just two open holes.
That's
which,
hot.
Fucking well, sounds like
amazing.
If he has a cold, that's fucked. Like you're just literally dribbling out of your fucking front of your face.
You'd have a new insight into what cold is like, though.
He did
right?
something to his brow where he got that like kind of shaped.
Sick, yeah.
And basically went bald.
Well.
I think he did some like the spike
Dang,
things.
Nice.
Yeah, like gave himself the Darth Maul, basically. And then cut off his nose.
That sounds like Ghost Rider.
It sounds like that, doesn't it? It looked like that as well.
Jesus
so just
Christ.
He wasn't on fire.
Sick.
But that's the nostrilectomy. Okay, so that's one.
No, I don't want that one either.
I feel like that one's going to be a struggle to...
It's a fad, though.
Because
everyone's going to be doing it.
It's a terrible fad that's a lifelong fad. I guess you can get the false nose.
Oh, by the way...
The irreversible one.
It is a fad,
new
though.
Nose.
As if that somehow alleviates the fad.
It's a fad.
What's 2020 worse is it's a fad. It's because, like, he's going to regret it.
Yeah. But 2030 comes around, the people are popping noses back on there.
Mm.
They're creating nose. There's a new market. In fact, we can, if anything, cash in on that market early, because if you get in on this, you can start fashioning and creating fake noses that clip on.
Yeah.
Clip onto
get
the
on
two nostrils
market.
And be like, well, you can either get a clip on version, which is, you know, that's 50 quid, or you can get, you know, surgery done, which is thousands. Bam.
To be fair, the market for
it's like those shitty
breast
case.
Implants is also pretty
phone case.
Can I have the breast implants on my cheeks to make it look like I've got
you can
a
have
rosy
them anywhere.
Apple cheeks?
You can have them anywhere.
Why? Anyway.
Would you have them like kind of like firm and so they're like kind of like poached eggs on your cheek? Or would you have them so they're like more realistic so there's a bit of
a
hair drop to them?
I reckon there'll
around
be,
the cheek.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Subcategories of like what's cool, like erroneous breast implants and what's like, oh, you got that one done.
Your elbows
I
are
got
nipples.
The cravat implant.
I want the toad throat. I want
a big one. Nice.
The one I go.
It's riveting. I want the ribbit.
Jiggle.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit in a large body of water at night and wait for a person to glance at me with a torchlight.
That's a fucking full-grown dude ribbiting at me with
what
his extraneous breast implants.
Raspberry breasts, right? You have breasts already, but you get loads
little
of little
tiny
ones
breasts.
Around. Like
they're like little tiny nuggets of breasts.
I mean, done right, that would have a great texture.
Yeah. It would.
It's going to be really hard to check for lumps.
Oh, cleaning that. That'd be like trying to clean a pug's face. You know, like, Jesus.
What if you applied the same to testicles, though? Where it's like extraneous ball, like, implants, where you have, like, a ball chin or, like, kind of dangly. It's like, oh, grab my testes. It's like,
that's
oh, which
way
ones?
Less appealing.
These ones? Why is that less appealing?
Because a saggy scrotum's not as good as a breast.
Nah, you can get firm scrotums.
I love a good saggy scrotum.
Yeah, you can request a cold or a warm
each
one.
Each to their own.
I have two cold ones, please. Either side are just mutton chop balls. Two dangling ball bags, little hairy ones.
You look like some form of...
Dangling. They're not earlobe. They're not like earrings. They are part of your mutton chops.
It's like Mon Calamari. Like a human Mon Calamari from Star Wars. Like,
what's our third and final option?
Dangling
the
barbles.
Third and final option is eyeball piercing, which says not eyelid piercing. The
I can
actual
imagine somebody
eyeball.
Doing that.
Medical technology now allows for full piercing of the eye tissues, which become popular somehow. Well, through us choosing it, I guess, with the burrito
burritos.
Burritos says, I have three options for you.
Three fans.
God damn it, burritos.
Extraneous breast implants.
So power. It sucks.
Nostrilectomies. You know what that is. And eyeball piercing. Choose one.
It's got to be eyeball piercing, isn't it? Oh, and also,
why?
Well,
I think the extraneous breast implants. I'm voting for number one.
Yeah.
The nostril thing will never look good.
I feel like you could join in on the fad just by having like a couple little ones.
Yeah.
And not go crazy with it.
I will have like a ring of them around my pecs.
Nice.
Little small ones.
Yeah.
Small breasts
one
around my pecs.
Ab.
Which would shit. I would have, in fact, I would have my entire, what should be my muscle definition,
is
but tiny
breasts. Yeah.
But the thing is, right, I wouldn't have a problem for people doing that anyway. So, like,
sure.
If I'm going to make them do something.
I feel like you would if you. I mean,
so if they stopped me getting the toad implants, I'd have a problem.
It would be disturbing to see. It'd be a disturbing. I mean, that would be disturbing to see.
I think I'd be more disturbed seeing people with like metal in their eyes.
Yeah, metal in your eyes.
Yeah, of course. You do the metal in your eyes choice, but then you also, every time you see someone, you're like, you go, oh. You know, you, as long as it's okay to be like, geez, please don't look at me, your eyes.
Yeah, but everyone's into it apart from
you. It would just be.
Are they? Everyone.
It's a fad.
Well, basically, it's creating a fad. So it's
everyone's going crazy for this shit.
Oh, yeah, but you don't have to do it.
That's true.
I don't think I'd have a problem.
You're going to be so uncool for a whole decade.
I guess, yeah, the one I'd have the least problem with is the tit thing.
Sure. I wouldn't mess with my eyes. There's no. I just. I again. I've said this.
You see,
many times
got a tattoo, like blackened their eyes and went blind.
That's fucked up.
Because the tattoo artist didn't know how to do eyes.
Oh, for fuck's
not that
sake.
It's a thing that should be.
They're
done.
They're just like, well, I've never done eyes before.
Let's just try it. How hard could it be?
Let's just try it then.
They went too deep.
Oh, they're blind.
And they used
I
the
blinded
wrong ink.
Someone.
Apparently, there's a specific ink you can potentially use to like not blind someone.
So it just hasn't
in
worked.
The eye. And they just use
that's
regular.
Just natural selection.
They use regular.
There's
ink.
Natural selection at work there. If that
it's not,
idiot,
they're alive.
A moron who's
they're
yeah,
alive.
But they're blind now.
Yeah,
that's a huge.
They
disability.
Can still reproduce.
That's such a fucking huge disability. My
yeah,
God.
But like they put a lot of trust in the tattoo artist to like do it properly, right? Because
well,
you can
sure,
do it.
But like I think just.
I think it's the tattoo artist.
They've rolled
fault.
The dice and they've got fucking snake eyes. They've lost everything there. That's fucked up.
Snake eyes. Mm.
Snake eyes. You lose everything. And it's like, yeah. Oh my God, my eyes. No.
Yeah, I think you'd like put some value of trust in a tattoo artist though to not blind you.
Well, yeah, you would. But like, I just think you're
like,
an
it
idiot.
Has
if, you
been have, done.
If you go to get that done, you don't value your eyesight, do you?
You're risking it, definitely.
You are risking it. Yeah.
No, not really. Like your eyes are so like special. I think that, yeah. Would you rather lose your eyes or your ears though? Ears still.
Ears
I think
still.
The eyes are still.
Sight
is the
best sight.
Most
well, taste
powerful
is pretty
thing.
Good as well.
Yeah, but sight though.
I feel like you could.
You can still
regain
function
hearing through
yeah,
vibration,
fuck, man.
Right.
Well, I don't. I get what you're saying.
Just
back to like subwoofers.
Well, I feel like deaf people are just saying it's hard.
I feel like that instead of eyesight though, like which yeah. is quite unrecoverable.
Yeah.
Hmm. You might be able to feel
exactly.
Feel
that's why I said that I understand where you're coming
like,
from. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
his name?
I'm not
it's
sure.
All, it's all gone Pete Tong.
Oh, I don't know.
He
if
puts
I've seen
his
that.
Feet
yeah.
on like
the speakers,
and feels yeah. the music.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Anyway,
so I just want to put fucking safety goggles on there.
My closing thought for the today.
Fuck,
that's why I like glasses. Honestly, the amount of time
I know,
to save my
just,
eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
Is if goblin mode, a word that none of us used, and I'm not sure I really even understand now, was the word of 2022.
Which it was.
Goblin yeah. mode.
Goblin mode,
yeah.
right?
What
was the word
is
of 2022?
Word, that's two words.
I know.
No, it's one word.
Or the phrase,
goblin
whatever.
Mode.
Goblin mode.
What is that? Just
all
like just case. By like just not just getting ready and staying
it's
in
just
bed
just going
all
day. Full goblin mode, you know?
Just being recluse, basically.
That's the
it's
word
just
of 2020?
Going full goblin-y.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like where you hoard things and you gather, you know, like
right.
a goblin.
I didn't realise that was...
So what about for 2023... We go for toad mode, where
toad
I
mode.
Go into
imagine
a large body of water, I get my implants out, and
yeah. wouldn't you rather just literally rather yeah. than implants? Wouldn't you just get like literally like a sac that expands, not just the implants? Go for the full cosplay, go for the right like thing where it literally like
would the sac be subdermal?
Maybe you can get a stoma,
yeah,
cover the stoma so when you breathe in, it's
honestly the more extreme
it.
The surgical intervention is,
yeah,
the better.
So you get yourself a little hole there,
yeah,
but you cover it so it's completely sealed to your skin. It's been stitched closed, mm-hmm. but when you can breathe in through your nose and mouth, and then breathe out, and you can do the create the noise.
Oh, you can make it
toad.
Stretch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what if it pops and I'm in a body of water and the body of water's dirty?
But you're going to get a fucking infection and die. You're going to get sepsis or something.
Right, well,
it's not
for that.
A good outcome.
Right.
That's body modifier. I can't believe it. Goblin mode, 2022.
This is on Wikipedia.
What's
goblin mode
as,
is
yeah.
a neologism for the rejection of societal expectations and the act of living in an unkempt, hedonistic
oh, right.
manner without
yeah.
concern for one's self-image.
Oh, I goblin
it
mode all the time.
It got popular, though. This is on Wikipedia.
Sure. Go on.
By popular Twitter shit poster at Juniper, featuring a doctored news headline of an interview with actress Julia Fox purporting her to have used the phrase. The
okay.
image prompted a large increase in the online searches for goblin mode, leading Fox to clarify she did not use the term goblin mode. Has also been linked to a viral Reddit post and all that blah 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 blah.
Right, okay.
It took off from Juniper.
So it's just like, yeah, not showering, staying in your scrubs.
Go full goblin.
Kind of just like
goblin mode.
Goblin, yeah, goblin.
I know plenty of goblin mode people.
Yeah.
From my childhood. Goblin modes. Do you remember Goblin mode people?
Well, what I know do you mean people? When you say people, you mean that
there was a person that was not clean. Full Goblin mode that we knew. We were friends with brother of.
Never washing?
There's loads of people, but yeah.
We were friends with the brother of a person that went full Goblin mode.
Who was always full Goblin mode.
What would you classify that as, though? Like somebody who doesn't brush their teeth, do their hair,
totally unkempt,
wash,
doesn't
looks
care about
filthy,
self-image.
Wearing shitty, torn-up clothes. Yeah. That just, yeah, okay. That's
no personal health.
A pleasure.
They are like a pleasure elf. Pleasure elf
it
is
really
kind. Is
pleasure elf embodies that
it
energy
really,
very much.
Honestly,
just like, I don't give a shit. I've got shit in my teeth.
Yeah, we could do an like a whole TED talk on the deeper
how we came up with
pleasure
it
elf. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We're always ahead of the curve.
I only had to explain that once.
Of the movement.
I only had to explain that once to my nan what that's it was because I was wearing the jumper at Christmas.
Oh yeah,
but we played Cards of
Did
Humanity.
That old biddy get it?
She got what it was.
I don't know what you're saying, dear. I don't make games on the internet, man. What?
Well, she was winning at Cards Against Humanity. She did some of the worst things. So I've never heard my nan say so much filthy things.
I was
things.
There when I did this.
No, the worst one was...
I invented this.
Something about Pac-Man cum gobbling or something. And she got that one. And she won. She was laughing her fucking head off. She loved it. I was like, this is hilarious. So my nan's coming up with these. Cum gobbling Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Op, 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 op. Very fitting.
Yeah.
Guzzling. That was me back in the day.
The word was guzzling. Cum guzzling Pac-Man.
Is that what she said?
No, she didn't confess to cum guzzling back in the day. No.
Why not?
But she found it funny. That was good.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And we were all just like in disbelief. Oh shit. God. She's winning. She's fucking owning us at this shitty game. Cards Against Humanity is not a game.
It's not a game.
It's just put things together.
It's just make your nan say offensive things.
I think that's where the fun is. It's like where you see members of family, which you never expect, saying that sort of shit, being forced to say it.
Oh, that was it. Fuckholes. She also said fuckholes.
Nice.
That's a weird thing for your nan to say. It was something like filling my fuckholes. And we were like,
Jesus
what?
Christ, like, nan.
Oh, like, we were like, oh, whose card was that one? And my nan's like,
what?
What? But she had to read that one out.
All right, fuckholes.
Fill my fuckholes. Jesus Christ, Nan. Merry Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas.
Oh, I've got a bag of fart to open a second.
Yeah.
Real vintage. There you go. All right. Well, I hope this has been a nice start to your 2023 podcast edition of Hat Chat. We'll be back again next week.
Yeah. Check out our videos on Hat Films.
Yeah, for a big announcement.
We'll be doing a vloggy on there this week.
Yes.
Vloggy.
Thanks again to our Patreons for supporting this podcast.
Yes,
Patreons.
Raising we're still doing it. And what it really does is it alleviates the guilt we feel about spending time on it, because that's sometimes how you feel when, because it's quite fun to do and quite indulgent, I suppose. So it's nice to have people backing it up because it means we'll just keep fucking doing it.
Well, this is the thing, the podcast isn't necessarily funded by other things.
No.
So this is that is pretty much the main
weird
way this
that.
Is.
Weird that we don't get advertisers for.
I know, we've come guzzling fuckholes. Yeah, sorry. But it means we can talk shit and you can enjoy that.
If you'd like to make musical shit, send it to our email, hatchat@films.com, much like Dan Holloman
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Please enjoy the full Fingal right now as we end our episode, and we'll see you all next week. Have a great time, everybody.
Indeed.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.